Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another short little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. My thanks to Quantum Hypno for sponsoring this. And thank you again for all your support that you give me for the work that I do my best to do here. So shall we talk a little bit about, a remarkable story. And, you know, we should never underestimate the lunacy of the political left. This is an actual headline I'm about to read you. Fossil fuel firms could be tried for homicide over climate-related deaths, experts say. Well, whenever the left-wing media talk about experts, they're talking about a bunch of cranks. But that's the headline. And then they go on to reveal that Public Citizen, a non-profit group, proposed the idea last year to prosecute companies for millions of deaths due to climate crisis. Now, there's no deaths due to climate crisis, right? But anyway, let's keep going. Each year, extreme temperature takes 5 million lives, while 400,000 people die from climate-related hunger and disease, and scores perish in floods and wildfires. Yeah, because those things have never happened in history before, right? Now, researchers are promoting, get this, they're promoting a new legal theory that says the fossil fuel companies, which data shows are the leading contributors to planet eating. No, it's not. You're lying again, aren't you? Could be tried for homicide for climate-related deaths. This radical idea, first put forward by Public Citizen, may sound far-fetched, but it's gaining interest from experts and public officials. And one of these guys from this lunatic Public Citizen organization says, "We've been really excited to see the curiosity, interest, and support these ideas have garnered from members of the legal community, including from both former and current federal, state, and local prosecutors." Wow. So there are currently apparently holding events promoting this kind of nonsense at the likes of Yale. Is anybody surprised? Harvard, is anybody surprised? New York University surprised? Yawn is what we expect. Christopher Raab, a Pennsylvania state representative, said at a recent event, "I strongly support the effort to go after these bastards." His words, not mine. So this is where the lunacy is with these people. Okay, several things. First of all, we know these people are mentally ill. We know that. They're mentally ill, or they're possessed, or the bull, or both. Point one, the only climate change that we have is the climate change that we've had throughout history. It's got nothing to do with fossil fuels. Furthermore, actually, and this is something someone asked me to mention, I don't believe that fossil fuels are fossil fuels, just to say. And if you want to look into that topic, you will find that the things that are being demonized currently as being the fossil fuels, that was a terminology given to them, and a wee bit of mythology garnered around it. But I don't believe fossil fuels are fossil fuels in the first place. And the second instance, they've got nothing to do with whether this planet's climate is changing one way or another, too hot, too cold, you know, too wet, too windy, too whatever. It's all nonsense. But we shouldn't underestimate the extremism of the eco-fascists. And as I say, they're actively trying to find ways to charge people who work for fossil fuel companies with homicide. So you and I are sitting in a cell in prison, right? And you say, "Well, David, what are you in for?" And I say, "Well, you know, I work for Shell. Yeah, can't believe it. I work for Shell." And the other person says, "Yeah, well, you know, I work for Esso. Oh, I can't believe I did that." Why? I mean, no, the people who should be in cells, padded cells, are the echo loons. These are the people who, in my opinion, do deserve to be locked up. And, ultimately, we're going to run into a confrontation with these people because they are deadly serious in their insanity. So they actually, if they could prosecute people, they would. And this is the States we're talking about, but it could happen here as well. But in the States, with the Biden regime, we see the president and his men going around trying to lock up everybody who says things that they don't like. So I could see this as being perfectly possible within the strange legal system that is the US, where people who work in the fossil fuel industry, especially the people at the top of it, could be held liable for the homicide of, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. Put them away for life. Maybe execute them. How about that? I mean, you don't want to execute actual criminals. You don't want to put actual criminals away. But what about people who work for fossil fuel companies? Yeah, good idea. Let's have them for homicide. And that means a custodial sentence. You don't get charged with homicide and just walk out the door unless you're a member of a particular minority, in which case it's possible in certain parts of the United States. So there we have it anyway, my friends. Ecocide. You know, you're killing the planet and now we're going to take you to court. And if they get, I mean, if they are in any way successful with this, it's going to be a nightmare because they want to use the courts to shut down any dissent from their ravings, their insanities. And it's important that we speak up. Thanks for listening.